Welcome, believers. This is Lucha Lowdown. I'm your host and El Jefe of this podcast, James Kincaid. With me tonight, as always, El Guapo, Jeff Budd.
Boom. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, Jeff. We are so close to the mid-season premiere of Lucha Underground Season 3. I cannot wait. We have to, but we've waited this long.
Not much longer.
Yeah, exactly. We've waited this long. Might as well finish it out, but man, what seemed at first an interminable wait time is now ending. Lucha Underground Season 3 set to return. Just your excitement level, Jeff, right off the bat.
Oh, dude, I'd say it has to be at about an 11.
Nice.
I'm very excited for this, just like you. I wish I knew what 11 was in Spanish, but I haven't taken Spanish since middle school.
Don't say.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. I don't say. So there it is.
No, why would you lie to me about that?
I wouldn't. Super excited. This is our sort of get you ready for the mid-season premiere episode, in case you need a little bit of refresher. I know I need a little bit of refresher just with everything that's already happened in Season 3 and everything like that, because, I mean, one, it's been gone for so long. Two, like, we were watching all those greatest hits and everything like that, so it's sometimes it's hard to keep everything straight because it's wrestling and we're not really used to the season format so much. But before we dive into sort of what we expect from the rest of Season 3 and some of the other things, I have a little bit of a story I don't think I've shared with you, Jeff.
I'd like to hear it.
So at the radio station, I received a parcel, and I, like any normal sort of man-child, instead of checking for who it was from at first, just ripped into the packaging like a savage.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just wanted to open it. And inside was a Lucha and Chill t-shirt that the Lucha Underground sells at ProWrestlingTees.com, which I encourage you all to get, was a Lucha and Chill t-shirt for me. And I was very excited because I had been meaning to get one, but I hadn't as of yet. And so this was a gift to me. So I assumed it was, Adriana or somebody from El Rey Network, you know, sending sort of like something to us, which they've done in the past, to get you ready for Lucha Underground and everything like that. So I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, very thankful. I'm very glad I checked the address afterward because I was about to send, like, a thank you email. But
ooh, that would have been embarrassing.
It would have been embarrassing. But I look at the address, and it's not from anyone at El Rey Network. It's from somebody that lives in the Bay Area. And they sent me this t-shirt. And I have no idea who they are. I read the name. Forgive me if you're listening this. I mean, the name sounded like something that could have been a made-up name. I mean, it's a fine name, but I don't know anybody by that name. So my prime suspect immediately went to Baby Huey, who you know, Jeff.
I'm very good friends with Danny.
Yes, exactly, and he denies it completely. And he swore.
And he's an honest boy.
Yes, he is, and he swore up and down. So, yeah, I have this mystery person giving me this t-shirt, and I just want to say thank you very much, but mostly I just want to know who you are. It caused me great vexation, Jeff.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Carly.
That's a great theory. In fact, I think that theory is now canon. So, Carly Leilani Perez, a.k.a. Katrina, thank you very much for the Lucha and Chill shirt. I'll wear it next time I see you. Exactly. Who else could it be other than the love of my life? that's some great sleuthing.
It would have been awesome if you had sent the thank you note to El Rey, and El Rey just took credit for it, and they're like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Well, they do stuff like that, you know, so it would have been...
No, but then they're just like, yeah, man, we did you a solid, and now you remember that.
That would have been good.
Now if they're listening and find out that it really is anonymous, they could go, no, it was one of our people.
Yeah, they just happened to live out in an undisclosed location in the Bay Area. But
that's our Bay Area branch.
It was just so random to me. I was greatly perplexed, but I'm very thankful. So thank you, Carly, for sending that. And in the infinitesimal chance that it is not Carly that sent it, thank you to you as well. Very much so. And I would like you to reveal yourself to me. Because I was, yeah, again, just very perplexed. But that was very nice. I can't wait to rock it You know, probably down at Comic-Con, I guess, will be the first chance I get to wear it around the Lucha Underground people. So
I'll continue to do this show for free. No worries.
Yeah, don't send Jeff anything. If you address anything to Jeff here, by the way, at the radio station, it all comes to me. So thanks.
James is my secretary and my handler. He takes care of all that stuff for me.
If you think that's going to get you shirts.
There wasn't a little note that said, Jeff Budd?
Definitely not, Jeff. Sorry.
All right. Well, just, you know what? You got to double check. Am I right?
Sorry, Guapo.
But I felt like a fool for not asking.
But yeah, so that was a cool little primer sort of get, you know, it's coming back, and I got some sort of Lucha benefactor out there, admirer, whatever, sending me a Lucha and Chill t-shirt. Thank you very much. But let's get back into getting ready for season 3 to come back, and it's going to be this Wednesday, May 31st, Lucha Underground season 3. Jeff, who are you looking to sort of step up? Who are you expecting big things from in the rest of season 3?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, first and foremost, just because it's a storyline that's really just starting to take off and one that I know has kind of piqued both of our interests, I'm hoping to see God-level Brian Cage.
That's not where I thought you were going, but continue, yes.
Oh, I want to hear what you think then that I was going to say. Just because that trailer that you showed me really fast right before the show, as far as him with the gauntlet and the gauntlet harnessing some sort of power, I really want to see what it is that he can do with it.
Yeah, and there's a longer version of that too that I meant to try and find where Dario is saying, "Oh, you're enjoying the fruits of your labor." So,
and the trailer that they showed, it was really billing the good versus evil, which is really what Lucha Underground has always been about. You know, there's been the good factions, the evil factions, and then, I mean, I like to think like those kind of middle ground guys, like Worldwide Underground are heels, but they're not evil. You know, they're just your run of the mill bad guys and stuff like that. They're more about the money and the fame. Yeah, they're bros.
Yeah.
And Mundo is champion, that can't last for too much longer. Somebody who's like a real paragon, or, you know, or actually a paragon of either side, either good or evil, is going to have to basically take that title so that we have like a more climactic finale to this season. As much as I love Mundo, it's just he's not a champion for good or evil, so I don't see him being the one who continues to hold it for much longer.
I mean, I hope he gets a good run out of it, and I'm glad you brought up Johnny
Mundo. Oh, I want
him
to have a good run and really, you know, best some quality opponents, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought up Johnny Mundo, because, I mean, right off the bat, season 3, in the mid-season premiere, it's Johnny Mundo versus Willie Mack all night long. Which,
all night long.
Yeah, I mean, it's one match all night long. So it's all night long. ring the bell. But it's interesting though, because it's all night long, bro. How long does the match go for?
All night long.
All right. But that's kind of an interesting thing to note too, because it's kind of like that's the mid-season premiere, but we're not going to have a lot of the usual Lucha bells and whistles with that, because the match, Jeff, is going
all night long.
Exactly. So there's not going to be time for much else. So it's almost like we're going to have to wait. I wasn't even really thinking about that a whole nother week until we get, you know,
where the stories actually pick up again.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. You bastards already.
They're making you wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, a little bit. But I am very much looking forward to that match. In the interview with Johnny Mundo, he's very proud of that match. And he said he was sort of waiting on the edge of his seat for people to be able to watch it. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. But yeah, no, I hope Mundo gets a nice run with the title. But one of the storylines that I am really looking forward to picking up, which is where I thought you were going.
Go ahead, I think.
Because you said that it piqued both of our interests and everything like that. And that is Drago and his involvement with the Snake Tribe. And just everything, Aerostar and Phoenix trying to, you know, sort of break him from whatever spell and everything like that. And sort of our theorized plan, because this is something that I want to see have a breakout in the rest of season 3, is the return of King Cuerno and him helping Aerostar and Phoenix hunt Drago. Because there's only one person that can really hunt the dragon, and that's King Cuerno.
There's only one man who's ever successfully done it.
Exactly. So I am very much so looking forward to that. What are your thoughts as where they left that storyline?
I think basically our Quirno theory, whether it happens or not, is exactly how that story should go. It would be so much fun. I think he fits in as far as style and look with all of those characters and players in the game. I'm really enjoying how the Snake Tribe has expanded this season, and I like the idea of Drago kind of conflicted, mind being warped a little bit, and it'll be good to see him against Aerostar and Phoenix and then hopefully be liberated again by...
Yeah.
I guess season's end. I'm wondering if it would transcend past that. Probably not, but you never know.
That is true. They could drag it out, but I do imagine by season's end.
They could
end,
Drago it out?
Ooh, that's very good. Very good work, Jeff. I do sell for you.
Dude, you're my Dolph Ziggler.
I definitely sell for you.
You're like Puma, man.
I bend in strange ways.
Flopping around like a salmon.
Yeah, and I mean that's you bring up Prince Puma, seeing him.
That's
go,
the story I thought you were then going to say. I was thinking of what storyline you that
we,
be third.
You know, we're sort of got a lot of false finishes going on here with where we think we're going. But yeah, the Prince Puma.
Nobody
story
kicks
line.
Out of the butt drop.
No, sometimes they do
on a non pay per view.
Yeah, it happens. But Prince Puma going down the dark path with Vampiro, obviously that's going to be a huge, huge deal this season. And Vampiro's feud with Mil Muertes. And everything like that. We got a little bit of tease of that in the trailer also. I know it's not what you wanted, but Puma, sort of Puma Dark. Where do you feel like he is at right now, and what do you foresee for him?
Well, you know, it kind of calls me back to that conversation, that vignette he had with Katrina.
Yeah.
And just that, like, being dead, you know, it leaves that mark on you. It's like, you know, what goes into the ground isn't what comes out.
Sometimes,
you know,
dead
sometimes
is better.
Dead is better.
Yeah, yeah. Who hasn't seen that play out before?
Yeah, exactly. So, it's not exactly how I like my Prince Puma to be, but it will be interesting. I think it's going to get pretty rough. It's going to be 10 times worse than Empire Strikes Back is in terms of the level of darkness that we're going for here.
Yeah.
But hopefully there will be that hero's redemption at the end.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think, you know, they can't have Puma end on the dark note. I don't know if
no
it's going to last all of season three. Looking forward to seeing Rey Mysterio hopefully, you know, continue on. Where did we end it with? So the way Lucha, the mid-season finale was with Dario kicking everybody out of the temple, which was great,
He's a good older brother.
Yeah, which was terrific. He is a good older brother.
That's what we learned from this season.
But basically,
you get a little backstory with the Quetos.
Yeah, seriously, he's not as bad as it seemed. And he's got a little bit of a drug problem, it appears. But you know, we all have our vices.
You know how hard it is to book all those matches. We had plenty of vignettes that explained that to us too.
That is true. But so it ended with it was Matanza and Dragon Azteca. Going through the bleachers, right?
No, didn't Ray destroyed Matanza, I thought.
Yes.
Yeah. Ray is like the one guy who's been able to do it.
Yeah. And I mean, and in the right
one.
Which,
I mean, makes sense. If anybody can, it's Ray Mysterio Jr.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to see where that picks up. I feel like Matanza, this is something that we've speculated about before. But by nature of what you talked about with Cage and the God power and everything like that, I feel like Matanza might not be long for this Lucha world. You know, he might fall victim to the new God power in Brian Cage. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I would love for the two of them to come head to head at some point, because Matanza is sort of, you know, Dario's ace in the hole when it comes to dealing with these higher powers. But he is still just mortal. And so Cage could, like, beat him in the match. And then I'd love a vignette where that gauntlet, like, just goes through his head or something like that.
Dude, that would be insane.
Yeah. Like, you know, just some sort of, like, post-match battle backstage. And then the gauntlet just, like, rips him to shreds.
Yeah, that would be. Well, and just to clarify, so it was the death match between El Dragon Azteca Jr. and the Monster Matanza Cueto.
And then Rey got destroyed first.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, and then Rey Mysterio got involved. Yeah, okay, just clarify.
Because Rey had been hurt. Wasn't Azteca trying to get revenge for Rey?
Mm-hmm.
because Rey had bested Matanza.
Well, and Azteca was being very impetuous.
Well, because he's Anakin.
Or something. Or maybe somebody else.
You know where that goes?
No, because I don't recognize it as canon.
It is.
Eh, not to me. But, yeah, so that'll be an interesting storyline. Everybody's favorite, though, Pentagon Dark.
Boy, that's not canon.
No, that's not canon.
Although it almost is. And there's a temple full of people cheering on him to just destroy a long line of women, like, mercilessly.
Yep. So he was taken out mercilessly, though, by the, the Lotus Triad. And so he's gonna have to make what I assume is his triumphant return at some point in season three. What do you expect for my favorite skeletal ninja as the season rolls on?
I expect some more arms to get broken. I can tell you that much of the female variety. He's
yeah,
going to.
He definitely has a type.
Yeah, he has that fetish. He has that one move that he just really loves to do. Yeah. But
counterclockwise
yeah,
swirl.
But yeah, their feud is far from over because yeah. Pentagon Dark strikes me as the kind of guy that if he doesn't get the last hit, you're not done yet.
He holds grudges.
Exactly. If the two of you are sitting in a car and your parents keep telling you to stop touching each other, he's going to hit your shoulder last. That's
oh,
Pentagon.
Yeah. That's
great. How you know now you're done. Now we're done.
Yeah, no, that's a very valid point. And also, I mean, he still has unfinished business with Vampiro as well. What I would like to see from Pentagon is to finally get his hands on some Aztec gold before this season is out. That is what I would like, you know, be it Gift of the Gods, be it some type of weird trios pairing or something like that. But most...
Maybe we'll just give him one medallion. That's the best we can do.
Well, at least, yeah, that would be some Aztec gold, which kind of counts as, you know, I mean, like, Lucha medallions are worth something in this in Lucha Underground. But I'd like
some to... Some say they can even unlock immortality.
Exactly. I would like to see him... I'd like to see him win the title, obviously, which, dude, I think
he's definitely on the road to it.
I still think about it when we were at Comic-Con last year, and... I mean, it was like a cinch that he was going to win and beat Matanza. Like, I don't think I've ever been so shocked after a wrestling match than when he lost. So that one cut deep. then we go through all this whole thing about Pentagon Dark and just loses. But yeah. So I hope he gets redeemed.
What was the point of this?
I hope he gets redeemed this season. And gets his hand on some gold. I'd be cool with Gift of the Gods reign. That's right. So the medallions are split up again now.
Yeah, because it was cashed in.
By my Mundo. So we'll see another chase for that. We have not seen Nightclaw since season two. I don't know if he's coming back.
I hope so. But, yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath.
No, not at all.
Because he went back to Wakanda.
I guess so. We're going to get the continuation of Killshot and Dante Fox.
Love that storyline.
Yeah.
It's such a good, like, mid-card storyline.
It is. It really is. And in talking with Marty the Moth Martinez, which if you haven't heard it yet, please check it out. I'm sure if you're listening to this one, you have. But he's talking about how they are going to be playing up. You're going to see more of a development of the storyline with he and Melissa Santos and how that all involves Mariposa and everything this season. So I'm very
excited.
Call
me an old-fashioned romantic, but I'm still rooting for those two, you know?
for Marty and Melissa?
I just, I like his style.
You know, he leaves nothing
you
to...
You know, a few decades ago, that was just common courtship. Now, all of a sudden...
Ah, man, he leaves, you know, he doesn't leave anything, he's very straightforward, you know, about everything.
He's very honest with his intentions.
Yeah, sometimes that
comes
doesn't work out
for
people.
Wealthy, powerful family. He's a catch.
He does. Yeah, I'm looking forward to learning more.
His little sweater tied around his neck. He's adorable.
I'll tell you what, after watching Tales of Masked Men, I'm excited to see some more Masquerita Sagrada.
Man, boy, seriously, are we not fans or what?
Yeah. God dang. It's a cool story.
I'm trying to think who else we what about Sexy Star and the spider creepiness?
Yeah, we need to get a payoff to that story. And the interesting thing with Sexy Star is that in her real life she's unmasked now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, which was sort of off-putting to me because she had a boxing match, so she obviously didn't wear the mask for that. And so, like, all up on her Instagram and stuff like that, it's It's Unmasked Sexy Star. So I don't know what that means for her going forward. Is she going to lose that'll... some type of mask versus mask match down the line? Maybe not in this season, since they'd already taped. Like. But yeah, it was surprising to me though to see that. Hopefully, Taya coming back from injury is another thing to look for. Jeremiah Crane and his involvement.
Oh, I know you're a
Katrina.
Fan of that story.
I need to know where this is going because I feel like he's trying to take a sip of my Kool-Aid, and I need.
I feel you're living vicariously through Jeremiah Crane,
dude. Yeah, we have a lot, dude. He tell you what, he has won me over too because when
he's won us both over with his talent in the ring,
dude. His
and also that storyline has gotten very interesting.
It is super interesting storyline with as far as you know him as far as knowing about the temple before you know Lucha Underground was even there. That weird like. Ouija board that was up there but yeah in the because when he first debuted we talked about it, like he's one of the few characters on the first debut I was like dude this guy is a douchebag and not in the good way that's like lovable like Worldwide Underground this guy is just like yeah. Dude get away from Ivelisse like you
and yeah we ship Havoc and Ivelisse
exactly
and have been since day one and I like that couple together I still feel their end game
yeah I agree too. But and he yeah so he because clearly he's got some weird thing with Katrina that you know he's not being totally faithful it would seem.
Exactly. Yeah, he's like kind of use. I was thinking it's like he's using Ivelisse to get access to the temple, and then it didn't take him long to talk to Dario to get a spot, and then yeah, clearly he's got other intentions.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting with him. But yeah, in his in-ring work too is phenomenal. And just what a great sort of reset for him from leaving NXT to now join Lucha Underground. So,
yeah, good for him.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to watch. And hopefully Evie can come back from injury, too, to have her match with Katrina.
I see that just all meshing together nicely.
Yeah.
As long as she's healthy enough and everything works.
Indeed.
It should be a good payoff to that storyline.
The Amulet. Is another thing that we need to learn more about this season. There's so many
loose
ends.
I don't know what the
hell
to say about it. Yeah, there really are. It's a soap opera.
So, like, clearly, yeah. I think we've theorized about before is that Vasquez and Katrina are somehow
they're linked,
if not related, but you know, at least from the same time period, I guess, originally or something. I don't know. But. And that, of course, invariably takes me down the road to one of my favorite vignettes that when we got to talk about in the greatest hits, I was so stoked about. And that's Aerostar talking about uniting the tribes and everything, which is great. Loremaster Aerostar.
I really would like more flashback vignettes. And like I said, it would be so great to use some of the modern day talent as like ancestors of characters that existed then, whoever the major players were then. Because we know that... we know Katrina's old. We don't know how old, if she was that little girl or not.
Yeah.
Aerostar and Drago were just alive then.
Yeah.
But it would be great to see, like, Puma's ancestor or something like that, you know?
I would
and
love
some of the
it.
Other people that we were talking about.
I would love it if in one of those promo or those flashback vignettes that they allude to, like, obviously, since he has passed on, they can't do it. Maybe they get his kid, but, like, some type of Aerostar in the past meeting up with Santo. And talking to him, that would be insane. Even if you don't see it.
Bring all the lore together.
Yes. And then tie it together with Santo versus the vampire women.
Oh, I always knew it as Samson.
Well, not me. The crowd knew him as Santo. But that's. I mean, there's so many cool storylines going on that it's just like, I mean, they've created in a short period of time this vast wrestling world that is just awesome. How about just like as far as like getting a higher spot on the card or a place to shine? Who do you got? I'll throw mine out because I think Tejano is poised to make a heel turn, join with Famous B and the beautiful Brenda, and I think that pairing is really going to work, or that trio, I guess, is really going to work alongside Dr. Wagner Jr. as well. I see good things for Famous B too, in terms of his sort of fortunes being turned around with his clients and stuff.
Well, he's actually locking down some pretty quality clients.
Yeah.
And I'd say, I think the storyline there with Famous B is really helped Tejano. We've talked about this with Tejano, since he's kind of entered the temple, that he's somebody who's, well, first off, his resume as is already impressive, but I always felt that he showed a lot of promise in Lucha Underground, but it's never really come to fruition.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why he shouldn't be one of the heavy hitters. But he's also one of those heavy hitters who I feel, like I said, is one of those like neutral guys. He's not some champion of good, but he's certainly not evil or anything like that. He's kind of just in it for himself, you know, his own glory. Just is there kind of to wrestle and win matches. But yeah, I'm hoping for something really good to happen to him too. I don't know exactly how the storyline is going to play out, who he's going to be feuding with next, but it should be pretty funny as far as how things play out with him and Famous B. But I'm hoping that he has some really good quality wins under his belt soon too.
Yeah, I could see it. Looking forward to the medallion chase picking up, and
Definitely see him picking up a medallion.
Yeah,
I could
exactly.
See him and Dr. Wagner Jr. both getting medallions, and then there would be some trouble there as far as who Famous B has to support.
I could see that. It seems
I'd
like
love to
they're
see
definitely
those two clash.
Either that or Dario Cueto, knowing him, will put Tejano versus Wagner Jr. for a medallion. That
Ring
seems
the
like
bell.
Something he would do. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, man, I mean, we've waited this whole time for Lucha Underground Season 3. We are going to get Mundo versus Willie Mack kicking it off. Who you got in all that, night. Obviously, all night long?
I'm rooting for Mundo, of course.
Yeah,
nothing against Mack. I love Mack. But and also, these types of matches are Mundo's bread and butter. So,
although he did lose one.
Yeah, but against who, man? I mean,
against
give him a break.
Puma, bro.
Yeah, well, it's Puma, especially back then.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. But yeah, just looking forward to so much of everything that Lucha Underground has got going on. So we will be live tweeting the mid-season premiere of Lucha Underground Season 3. And that's a good time to tell you about all these things that we got here. So you can find us at Lucha Lowdown on Twitter. If you want to interact with us there, that's the best way to get a hold of us there. We love interacting with you believers. I love live tweeting the episodes and everything like that. And just seeing your all reactions. Great. LuchaLowdown@gmail.com if you want to email us anything. Find us on Facebook as well. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Audioboom. The best way that you can help us is to leave us, if you dig the show, leave us a review on iTunes. Tell your friends about us. We love hearing from you, and just we love the tight-knit community that is the wrestling community. So tell your friends if you dig it. Leave us a review. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Audioboom and all that jazz. And I hope you've enjoyed the interviews that we've had going on, too, because Mundo and Marty the Moth were a lot of fun and just top-notch guys. So that was great. Glad we got to get them on. But, yeah, anything that you are thinking about Season 3 as we're coming back, Jeff, before we get out of here tonight?
Well, you know, I'd feel remiss if I didn't mention the White Rabbit Tribe, which I know you and I are both huge fans of.
The Rabbit Tribe, yeah. I mean, still relatively new. But they definitely...
I still want to see them go against the Snake Tribe.
Yes, that... Well, they did.
Just, that match just... Come on. No, but like more of a feud.
A feud, yeah. They definitely became...
Or like that they could reference a history of those two tribes just not getting along.
Yeah, they definitely... Like the Snake Tribe tried to wipe them out, but the Rabbit Tribe just multiplied too quickly.
Yeah, if just a few of them escaped before long...
There's just so many of them. They're definitely much more comic relief than I anticipated, and just but we'll see. We'll see where they go.
Well, that's because that was such an interesting intro trailer to Season 3. So it was kind of hard to get a read on everything that was going on. And but I like it. I find them to be a nice break from certain things, and I enjoy the psychedelic style that they have going on. And also, like, you and I are just huge fans of all the Aztec lore. So the more tribes that we see, especially the more, like, multiple membership of a tribe we see, all the better. That's why it was great that the Snake Tribe was expanded. I'd like to see, you know, more of the tribes expanded, too. You have several people representing it. Not necessarily even that united, if you don't want them to be, but that they both represent the same tribe. That would be fine, too.
I would just like to get, like, an infographic on all the tribes, you know? I just want to know more about all of them. I think it's such a rich world that they've created. I want to know more. But we will learn more. Once Season 3 is back this week, Wednesday, May 31st, we'll all be watching. That's going to do it for this episode of Lucha Lowdown. For Jeff Budd, I'm James Kincaid. Good night, everybody.